الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وبعد. This is the 15th hadith in Imam al-Nawawi's collection of 40 ahadith, al-40 al-Nawawiyya. Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه Bukhari and Muslim collected this hadith. Abu Huraira here said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Let them say that which is good or be silent. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ And whoever believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهِ Let them be kind to their neighbors. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ And whoever believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ Let them be generous to their guests. Significant hadith. Wallah. Look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, meaning whoever believes that Allah created them, believes in the last day, where there will be punishment for ills and evils done in this life, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ Let them say that which is good. Let them say good. Say something good. أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ Or be silent. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let them be kind to their neighbors. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let them be generous to their guests. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let them say that which is good. Enjoining good, ma'roof. Forbidding evil, munkar. Ordering, commanding the obedience of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bringing people together. Words of advice, explanation, teaching good things to people. This is good. Those who believe in Allah and in the last day that Allah created them and that the last day will be the day designated for punishment. Remember, say whatever is good for yourself, for Muslims. Or be silent. Silence here is a prize, wallah, a great prize that will save one from a lot of evil, from saying evil things for which Allah will hold them accountable, or saying things that make relations between Muslims become ill, with hatred between them, anger, separation, parting with each other because people are not being nice and kind in their words that they say to each other. Also, the evils that may come from saying things could be elevated to saying something so haram, and rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that may destroy one and their good actions. They're gone just because of some statements. So when one is aware of this better behavior, they will recognize that which is good for them, for all those around them. They will become a source of good for themselves and everyone around them. And they will stay away from evil, the ways and means that lead to evil, all by being silent. Say something good or just be silent. There is no need to keep moving the tongue with things, the desire to say that. The desire people have to say something. People are talking, they have to say something, you know, throw things, whether they know what they're talking about or not, whether they what they will say is good or evil, you know, suppress it. Say good or be silent. The neighbors, you should be kind and generous to your neighbor by avoiding anything and everything that will bother them. Noise, throwing garbage outside the house, for example. And if the neighbor or his children cause trouble to you or to your children, teach yourself and your children to be kind, not to respond in the same. If Allah gives you some kind of bounty, share it with your neighbor. Give them gifts. The companions of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give gifts to their Christian and Jewish neighbors. Be kind in that you forget their errors and mistakes and try to build something good between you and your neighbor. Ask about them. If you haven't seen them for a few days, see what's going on with them. Be a good neighbor to your neighbor. And the entire neighborhood will be good. Would be a nice area to live in. And when a guest comes to your house, be generous. Generosity here, alhamdulillah, is still found throughout the Muslim world. The Muslims are generous. Wallah, Muslims are the most generous people. If somebody visits them, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, especially if it is a non-Muslim who they're trying to bring them closer to Islam, they're kind to the neighbor. They're kind to the guest. They bring the guest the food they have in the house. They share if they have something good, food they brought from outside, or you know, vegetables, fruits, they share with the neighbor. And the guest, they come, ah, Allah blessed me. Look, we have this, we have that. Bring this, bring that, so that they share the goods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored them with, whether food or drinks, halal drinks, of course, with the guest. And maybe at the same time, invite the neighbor so that you are good at the same time to your neighbor and to your guest. Being generous to guests is a sign of faith. Now, we spoke about the neighbor and the guest. If someone is not doing what they're supposed to do with their neighbors by being good to them, avoiding anything that would bother them, annoy them, like we explained, and instead do something evil to the neighbor, remember your faith in Allah. Remember the last day, punishment. And if somebody receives a guest and they're not nice to the guest, the least of it will be when the guest leaves, maybe they will say, this was a miserable host. He wasn't nice to me, he wasn't kind to me, that didn't host me with some food, drink, subhanAllah. As for the neighbor, they're staying there. See? So you're bothering them would accumulate and accumulate with things to answer with Allah. What? During al-yawm al-akhir, the last day. So we have to avoid all these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is instructing us through our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we believe in the last day, we should do these good things that the hadith mentioned, that we say only that which is good, or we don't say anything. We're nice and kind and generous and tolerant to and with the neighbors, helping them as much as we can when they need help, asking about them. Also, we're kind and generous to the guest. And it would be shameful, shameful if somebody's neighbors say he's a bad neighbor. And if somebody's guest says he's a bad host. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ill manners and akhlaq, and to grant us all kinds of good manners and good akhlaq. والحمد لله رب العالمين.